There it is on Memorex. At least a slice of that band, David Payne, singer-songwriter who has been making music in these environs and beyond for quite a while now. David Payne, first of all, congratulations on a new EP just about to come out.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
You bet.
Playing hits in here on a Miami Valley Monday, a little me time, a little M. Ross, a little
what
Salvador
riches.
Ross.
Yeah. What riches. It's and those great. Are all current releases.
Yeah, current, yeah.
Plus, right behind you on the wall there is our wall of all local music, and there's just a diversity and a depth and breadth to what we've been offering for a long time.
It's such a good time to be playing in Dayton right now. There's just so many good bands and so many great shows, and people are going into the studio and making great records. It's really exciting to be a part of. Yeah, definitely. I think so.
And we're living it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a part of that. David Payne, by the way, spelled P-A-Y-N-E, not pain, like, the opposite of warmth and comfort. It is pain.
Yeah. I wish I had a nickel for every time somebody's told me that joke, though.
What joke? Which one?
Just about being David Payne or Dr. Payne.
Right. You could have done that. But no, you kept your original, the family spelling. David Payne, Cheaper Than Therapy is the new one from you. Just six songs, just a half a dozen, a handful and then some. And we've been enjoying it quite a lot. Thanks, by the way, for seeing to it that we got our copy.
Absolutely.
And if you would, go ahead and hit us one.
Sure. This is the title track.
Nobody sees. So we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy. Why can't I find a happy tune every time I think I pick a winner? I always lose. Well, there's been so many lovers coming on over the years that I've got enough material to span a whole career. Well, there's a song in there somewhere. That's what he said to me, and I said, there always is, my friend, that's the solace that we keep. Where the ink on these pages is like the tears nobody sees. So we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy. Just remember, when you're writing those sad songs, that there are others you're helping to get along. So when you're feeling blue, just grab that pen. It'll help you through whatever troubles you're finding yourself in. Well, there's a song in there somewhere. That's what he said to me, and I said, always is, my friend, that's the solace that we keep. we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. And we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Oh, we'll keep on writing these songs because it's cheaper. Therapy.
Live in studio with David Payne, the title track from his new EP, a solo effort. You can commonly find him heading up the new Old Fashioned, a great, great local band. And also, you work with us on Last Waltz. It's been many years running now.
Yeah, that's my favorite time of year.
So I was thinking about it. So it's Miami Valley Monday. You know, when we first met, I was filling in for Juliet years ago at the old place.
That's right, back in like 2009.
Was that long ago? Yeah. So it was on a Wednesday night. I didn't know you from Adam.
Yep.
And now I feel like you're my, you know, part of my musical landscape here in Miami Valley. How far we've come. And so Last Waltz is this great coming together, and the sort of feeling, you go out to shows a lot. You don't just perform. You go see these bands. These people, your friends, your colleagues.
Yeah, I genuinely love the music scene around here. I mean, there's just so many great bands. And yeah, I mean, I go out to support my friends, but that's kind of an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a bonus that I get to support
that
my friends.
Know these friends.
These guys
yeah.
are in great bands. I love going out to these like smaller, you know, club and bar shows and being right up there in front. And
yeah.
Just, you know, being able to be so close to the artist is just so much better to me than going and seeing some big concert at like Riverbend or something, some big
right.
place.
Right, I mean, it has its place, but this,
yeah.
but this is a community of friends and colleagues, brothers and sisters who definitely are in this and supporting one another, and we know each other. So it's wonderful. You can stand right in front of the stage and experience live music of world-class quality.
Yeah, and it makes the songs mean more, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah. We're in studio with David Payne, his new CD. I meant to ask, what's a good website where people can track you to?
DavidPayne.bandcamp.com.
So David Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, DavidPayne.bandcamp.com. Information on getting a hold of a copy of this CD would be there, but maybe the best thing would be to just come on down to the show. Playing live at the Old Yellow Cab building on Saturday, August 19th. And you talk about community. You've got some of the finest
the
songwriters,
best of the best.
And you've also it's not what's cool about that space is that it's also an art space, a visual
right.
art space. So you've got photographers and singer songwriters on the bill. Tell me about drawing all these people together.
Yeah, well, to talk about the photographers to start with. There's two big rooms at Yellow Cab. One's like the main room with the stage and the bar in it, and the other room they call the large gallery, and they have, you know, big art shows in there sometimes. For bigger shows, a lot of times there'll be artists that display in there. And I don't know why it has to be just bigger shows. Every time I go to a show at Yellow Cab and there's not something hanging in the gallery, I think, oh, what a wasted opportunity.
Right.
I love going in there and seeing local artists display. And so I just decided to ask my four favorite photographers in town if they wanted to display. And they all said yes. And that was exciting. And then when it came to putting the bill together, I would just the four songwriters that are on the show are, you know, four of my absolute like biggest influences on my songwriting. So I thought
Todd Widener,
you know,
Tim Pritchard,
yeah.
Joe Anderle, and Harold Hensley.
Yeah, they all made me want to be a better songwriter, or help me learn. I mean, learn how to be a songwriter. I was 18, 19 years old when I met most of those guys and didn't know anything. Was just kind of getting started with the whole songwriter thing. And, you know, wow, what a great crash course. And I just, I asked them all. I had some people, you know, in mind and in reserves. That was just like the first wave of emails I sent out. I figured, and they were all all four
available
of them
and
were available
willing to
on
do
the same
it.
Night. I couldn't believe it. Like, I'm really, really excited. I think they're all fantastic songwriters and good buddies of mine now, too.
And the photographers, by the way, Jennifer Taylor, who's been doing some of the just great, great work with local bands.
Fantastic.
And other things, but just really specifically, I've really appreciated her capturing these local music moments.
Endlessly supportive. And her best, like, she takes great live shots. Her best stuff is this, like, candid stuff.
Yeah.
From like backstage and stuff. Like,
she's done The Last Waltz and some of that black and white work, although it's all good, but that's just some of my favorite captured moments.
There's one photograph of, I think it's like me and Paige Beller backstage talking to like Sharon Lane and Jimmy.
Then has this generational feel.
And they're just listening to him tell stories, and Jennifer just happened to catch that. And that's probably my favorite part about The Last Waltz is kind of hearing some of these stories from some of these people that have been, you know, legends around here for a long time. And just, you know, this insight about what the scene was like back then is just fascinating.
And it's wonderful. That's what I have totally come to really love and cherish what we do every November, the Wednesday before and Friday after Thanksgiving with The Last Waltz, is because generations are together on stage. Yeah. You know, there's eras of any town's music, and you can see more than two, three eras represented there. And all for the benefit of WISO and the DAI. It's just a remarkable thing.
It's thrilling to me to get to be able to step on stage in that, you know, 600 seat theater that's just absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful.
With like a 13 piece band
behind
me.
You.
And I just get to belt out The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Horn section.
It's thrilling. It just makes the hair on my arm stand up just thinking about it.
Yeah, it does. We're in studio with David Payne. You can find out more at davidpayne.bandcamp.com. That's Payne spelled P-A-Y-N-E, Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, davidpayne.bandcamp.com. The new CD officially being released Saturday, August 19th, along with some of the finest singer-songwriters that Dayton has to offer, and photography as well. Again, davidpayne.bandcamp.com for more information, or just definitely put that on your calendar, Saturday, August 19th. Will you do us another, David?
Absolutely. This is another one off the new record. It's called Oh Well. This ain't exactly how she thought it'd go. She dreamed of roses that were left on her front porch, and now she's answering phones while he works on cars. And that dirt and grease and oil, it seemed to seep right to his heart. But oh well, it's a living. I've got nowhere else to go and nothing left to believe in. But that's okay, it's a living. Oh, it's a living. Dreamed he'd be some kind of star. First an astronaut, then a quarterback, then he picked up a guitar. But now his boss tells him he's going far. But that flashing neon open sign might as well be cold steel bars. But oh well, it's a living. I've got nowhere else to go. Nothing left to believe in, but that's okay. It's a living. Oh, it's a living. Demanding more, and now he's bagging groceries
was long ago. It doesn't matter anymore. Oh, well, it's a living. It's the hand that I've been dealt, so I'm going all in. But that's okay, 'cause it's a living. Oh, it's a living.
Oh, well, from his new CD 6, an EP, David Payne, Cheaper Than Therapy is the name of the collection. You can find out more at davidpayne.bandcamp.com, and that's Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Isn't that like Thomas Paine? Didn't he spell the writer of the Federalist?
You should.
We'll look it up before you're here again. David Payne, Cheaper Than Therapy, on stage with Todd Widener, Joe Anderl, Tim Pritchard, and Harold Hensley. Just some... What an evening. Let's hope that the lightning doesn't strike that building that night, because we'd lose some of our finest singer-songwriters.
Or maybe it like turns into superheroes.
Whatever, you guys all join together and be one super brain of songwriting.
We're like Dane Music Scene's Avengers. I'm into it.
It is an auditory experience and a visual experience. David Payne gathering together photographers Jennifer Taylor, Bill Cunningham, Jay Westner, and Chris Korn, who plays bass with the
Kookaburras.
I'm thinking Diamond. I'm thinking of their album title, the new one, which I love.
Fantastic.
I'm a big fan of that band. And,
nice guys. We got to not this past winter, but the winter before. We played this show at Yellow Cab. It was the new old-fashioned Shrug, the 1984 Draft, and Cricket Bows. And it was just completely acoustic, no amplification. We all set up in the four corners of the room and kind of played in the round. We played two songs. Shrug played two songs. You know, everybody played two songs. We kind of went around that way. And we thought it was a cool idea that
people still talk about it.
Joe and Jeff Opt had the idea. And We set up in the four corners of the room, and the audience was in the center of the room. And when we got there, we were like, oh, this is a good idea, but man, it's no one's going to be able to hear any of this. So let's just give it our best shot. I couldn't believe we packed Yellow Cab that night, and you could hear a pin drop. Everybody, it was just like the perfect audience. Everybody came in and knew that, like, this was only going to work if the audience made it work. And
everybody had to be in on the making it work.
It was just thrilling.
Oh, wonderful. David Payne live in studio, live on stage coming up, celebrating the release of his new CD, Cheaper Than Therapy. That'll be Saturday, August 19th, out at the old Yellow Cab building. There's a lot going on there. Keep your ears and eyes pointed that way. There's a lot of really, really wonderful community and culture emanating from that little old converted taxi garage.
Yeah, they're doing great things.
Yeah.
I think the... loss of Canal Street Tavern was something that hit us all pretty hard in the local music scene, and kind of felt like there was something missing there for a little while. But I think Yellow Cab's really started to sort of step up and fill that void.
We should say that the Canal Street Tavern, the fellow who was running the Fifth Street Deli, has taken up residence over there, and it's like a whole new...
I have to say, I went in there the other day, and it was weird. It was like going back to the house you grew up in when
someone else moved in.
That's what it felt like. But I will say this. The new owners did something really cool. They took – in the green room at Canal Street Tavern, there were stickers that just covered the whole green
room.
In
writing.
Of decades of bands.
Uh-huh.
And they took that wall out of the green room, kept it. and added it to like another corner of the building. So those, that wall is still there with all those stickers and some of the old stuff that used to hang on the walls at Canal Street's still there. So
that's so nice.
It's not lost on them, what the building they were buying.
The legacy, the heritage that comes through those walls.
I think they tried their best to honor it, and that went a long way with me.
Wonderful.
And they make great food there.
Yeah, they do. They always have. Wonderful. David Payne live with us in studio. Would you do us another?
Yeah, I'm going to play you guys a new one. Let me tell you a little bit about it. My good friend Harold Hensley and I, we have a lot of deep conversations about a lot of stuff, and I feel like when I have those conversations with him, it makes me a better songwriter, because that guy's lived a life and has seen some stuff. And he spent a few years working down in coal country, and he lived down there for a while too. And
we should say Harold is on the bill and also in the Repeating Arms.
Absolutely.
And friend of yours. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best around. And, you know, I didn't know much about coal country other than that was, a difficult situation. And he was kind of explaining to me, what these people go through and where they're coming from. And it just, the conversation sort of resonated with me. And I wrote this the next morning. It's called 99 Acres.
Each passing day gets harder and harder to breathe. And with each setting sun, I feel the weight of that stone in my knees. Oh, it's hard to go on when the hand that feeds forms the fist and makes you bleed. I'll do my part. Yeah, I'll do what's expected of me. They blew the top off that mountain and replaced it with nothing but sand. Oh, and there in its shadow laid our 99 acres of land.
David Payne, live in studio, live on stage, coming up on Saturday, August 19th. What's that called, 99 Acres of Land?
Yeah, 99 Acres, yeah.
The whole mountaintop removal, man, I can't wrap my mind around it. I can't understand it.
Yeah.
How is that okay in any circumstance?
Yeah, it was just really interesting to me to hear him talk about it. He was like, these people don't want to see their environments, you know, decimated.
It's gone forever.
But
it's gone.
Like, they don't have anything else to do. Like, we have to help them out with this. And I think there is some programs that are trying. It just needs more support. We need to focus on, like, helping these people move away from this instead of just trying to stick
right.
with it all the time. But we have to understand their plight as we try to clean up the air and the environment.
Yeah, you know?
I think that's something he helped me understand that day. I think I understood it a little bit already, but mm-hmm. he really helped me understand it from their point of view, I think, or at least, you know, understand mm-hmm. it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. In studio with David Payne, davidpayne.bandcamp.com will get you more information. You may already be a fan of his band, The New Old Fashioned. Then you'll definitely want to point yourself to his new EP, celebrating its release on Saturday, August 19th at the Old Yellow Cab Building. It's called Cheaper Than Therapy. Again, David Payne, payne.bandcamp.com. A great way to get your hands on it, or just come on down to the show.
That'd be the best way. Yeah.
You're wearing a Shrug shirt because you're awesome. And
my favorite band.
Close to it.
Good. Definitely
and,
up there.
And you are definitely a team player. And speaking of which, you came on. I was going to start this segment called Artists in Residence every Monday. And you were the first one, and we did it for, I think it was a September. No, was it a September a year ago?
Yeah,
or?
I can't remember now.
I remember September. But you were kind enough to come in every Monday for an entire month.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you brought, like, stuff, local music that was meaningful to you and impactful. And I'm also grateful for that. Plus, I still think that you should just nominate someone to come in and be the next artist in residence.
Yeah.
I think that should be on you.
Okay. I'm on it.
You're good natured. But we're going to hear one now on our way out. This is a record that's not yours, but you're singing on it.
Yeah, it's the Boxcar Suite. One of my favorite bands, Tim Pritchard's band.
And, they're so good. Yeah.
They had an EP that they had pretty well ready to go, and they asked me to come in and help record some harmony vocals on it. So I went down to the studio one day and helped them cut some harmonies, and it's a great little EP. I like it a lot.
It is just another slice of what's great about Dayton every single day of the week, but a great pleasure and honor to play it on a Miami Valley Monday. We're going to hear the Boxcar Suite from their Life on the Limb EP. David Payne, thanks for playing with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Nikki. It's
and
always a pleasure.
Thanks for continuing to be a part of what is just a really wonderful musical family in the Miami Valley. It's a
Thank
delight.
You
bet.